So remember the four support. Relax, maintain awareness, stabilize your awareness. Technically, it's over 24 hours. You can be fully aware. That will be the best. Then, for those who have stabilized their inner awareness, you can develop the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your inner nature to develop the internal movement of the awareness-based meditation. Means you stay at the heart, silent everything, don't do anything. Let your nature, awareness nature, detect the gateway. Then just silent, relax. Then whatever vibration, or whatever sensation, or even pulsation that you can feel at anywhere around your heart area, stay with it. Let the awareness and the thing stay with it. Yeah. Whatever you detect, the awareness stay with it. Then, not long, you will be able to detect a lot of things, yeah? Especially the gateway. When it is detected, it will open up and a lot of things will happen. Your external energy, yin yang, everything will just soothingly, the word is soothingly, melt inside and flow. And the one that go through will understand. Okay. You all can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Just maintain whatever inner awareness, inner mindfulness that you have developed. Then these are the mind state you need to carry over to your daily activity, daily life. So mindfulness is very useful. With mindfulness, you can stabilize it to be ever mindful. That is the first step to be heedful. Then after that, with the ever mindful state, you can actually use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha. If you do that, it will lead to the what they call development of heedfulness. Whereas in Dhammapada verse 23, the Buddha say, the heedful never die. That one, verse 21, sorry. Then verse 23, he said, the ever mindful, constantly meditative and steadfast one, you have these two qualities, you will realize the supreme enlightenment, Nibbana, which means this is heedfulness, because he said the heedful never die. And heedfulness is the path to the deathless, means no more birth and death. So knowing this, the way we train our mind to be mindful is the first step, followed by silencing the mind to be ever mindful. Then when you are ever mindful, you become different. You are known. Your mind enters a deep. Everything you do is like the mindfulness and the awareness is one with everything you do. That all your seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile and thought process, they are with the mindfulness. That's why we initially experience the specific phenomenal awareness. All this physical phenomena of your kaya, all of your activity, even the blinking of the eye, the very little slight movement or turning, the awareness is with it. Then initially when you experience it, it's like magnify on that movement. Like last time you are totally not aware of. But when sati is there, everything is like continuous. magnify. Then, like, very easy to know that you are in sati. That stability has to reach that stage. Otherwise, you like, everything you do, like, very crude, or no? Well, there is no sati to flow with it on. So you cannot meditate until you become so quiet, so still. A free mind in awareness means that sati has not stabilized. It has not become like mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, you know, if you are sitting or you are lying down, all the vibration, all the activity become clear to you. You can detect them. Then after that, as you detect them, you stay with them, they slow down until it become very fine. That's why anapanasati also same. Whatever happened, this mindfulness will become very stable. Then initially you experience the first, what they call meditative calm, or they call it piti. So piti arises very fast. In fact, before piti arises, most people would visualize what they call color in your mind. Actually, that one is nimitta. Different people, different nimitta. When your mind start to become calm and peaceful, you will see nimitta. Then you will experience a joy, spiritual joy, piti. Then when piti arises, if your anapanasati continue, it will draw. Then when you are continuously aware, you become very calm. So initially, I remember, it's long breathing, like you do your mindfulness exercise. It becomes long breathing. Then sometime you will be surprised. One breath become very, very clear. Then like very long. Then the exhale also very long. That's why they say breathing in, long breath, away. Breathing out, long breath, away. Then this one, as you develop and stabilize, you become more and more skillful. Then finally, it slows down by itself. Yeah. Until the breathing becomes very subtle, like no more breathing. Yeah. During that time, don't panic. Continue to relax and stay at the nostril there, where the breath still got movement. But because you need very, very much more refined mindfulness to detect it. That's why it's like you don't breathe. Like there is no more breath, no more movement. But actually there is a subtle breathing, very subtle, very shallow. And if you silent and patiently stay there, don't do anything, like you stay at the heart, where you have developed the mindfulness already. Then it will continue to become more and more refined and stable until it becomes very, very sensitive. And then you realize suddenly it detects the breathing again. The very subtle, very shallow, like no more breathing. That is what you mean by mind enters sati. Means that time your mind, the mundane mind, doesn't disturb you anymore. It's the sati take over. And during that time, I remember that subtle breathing like become prominent again. Then your mindfulness can be with you. Then you like no need to breathe one. And you can stay in that state or no. Then everything you do after that is in sati. I realize all my activity and movement, even my bowing, all become very different. That's why earlier on, I think PG also experienced. So earlier on, he say he got some, I think the mind couldn't settle down. So he decided to go and bow, do the bowing. This time around, she very different. Maybe later on you let her share, because she shared with me last night. He said, the moment she start to bow, she also don't believe. The mind suddenly becomes so quiet and so still. Then the mindfulness and the movement become one. Oh, that thing just come. Earlier, the last two retreats, he was having some coming obstruction due to health problem. She cannot take the cold. So everybody who attend, they know, wow, she feels so cold. Even normal time like that, or afternoon, he need warm clothing, all those things. But because of the retreat this time, I think she determined, she has been taking the TCM medication for a few months, I think. That's why this round, this time around, she very good, no more problem. So the urgency of cultivation is when you understand that as you age, your health is no longer like before. So don't take for granted that you are forever young and ready for meditation. No. When you reach certain age, you will know. You look at Sister Song, she tell you she cannot walk far, you need a tongkat and all those things. But she has faith, understand? So while you are still able to make use of this physical body, make full use of it. Last time my teacher Achayantra used to share this. He said, do you know if your body can talk to you, he would have developed a lot of loving kindness to plead to you. Because he will call you, oh master, harm me not. Can follow that? For I am only tissue and cell. Have me work for you, for the good of yourself and the many, before I am too old, too weak, and too fragile. If you hear the plead from your body, how you feel? Well, you never believe you can become so weak, so fragile as you age. So all this while you take for granted, you become, I mean those who didn't cultivate, you become heedless. And you do what you like. Sometimes you abuse the body. You go late night, not enough rest, overuse the body. Then you drink, you intoxicate yourself. Then you get involved in all those dangerous sports and all those things. Then injury, suffering. Then if you don't take care of your body, it's like you neglect your car. You don't send for service. You don't lubricate it, nourish it. Wear and tear will be accelerated. So all this will happen. So maranatnusati, contemplation on death, is to give us the urgency to cultivate. So in this particular case, I think she did it. I think this time around, she will do a lot better than the first two. Last two retreat. Then the other thing that I want to let you all know is, after the mind enters sati, everything you do is in sati one. Your bowing, your movement, activity, everything is like slow down for you. But it's not slow down, is it? It's still at the normal pace, but the sati is there. That's why after that, everything you see is in sati. Specific phenomena aware. So you see things without focusing already. But you want to know, you can know one. So like the moving car, you cannot be bothered by the sound or whatever, or whether that car is big or small or nice. All those things doesn't come in anymore. Just like Cindy experience. See lah. Understand? No perception. Just direct seeing. Then the car and the awareness move as one. Then everything like very, like harmonious or not. Then like your mind is very natural or not, at ease or not. Like you don't use any mental energy to perceive or to know or to react and to stir or not. The whole mind become like just aware. You know? That's why specific phenomena. Aware means what? Whatever you want to perceive, the awareness is there. That's why all your hearing will be in sati, smell, taste, tactile, thought process. When your smell, taste, not so obvious. When your smell enters sati, very interesting. When you come near fragrant thing or whatever, especially I told you, pasar malam or the kitchen when they cook, or you smell something, good aroma. It calm, like slow down for you to really experience it. And it's so beautiful, like continuous like that. And it's not like you are normal. Smell, perceive, think, then excited. Oh, that thing, very natural, very nice. So the benefit of sati is when you do it, you understand. If you don't do it, you cannot understand. And you must understand, to understand what I share, you need that sati or mindfulness, stability, awareness. Otherwise, not easy. Well, all my teaching come from that silent mind or inner awareness to realize it. So, if the teaching come from here, you must be here with this state to understand. That's why those who already develop it, like Siddhi or Samkayamita, they will understand me very fast. But without sati, it's very difficult. Yeah. So, make it a point to stabilize the awareness nature. Then you will definitely progress. Because once you are aware, you can be ever mindful. Then you can be heedful. Then the heedful never die. So assurance, guarantee. Okay?